engaging all tech docs. Clinic is open if your technology has a fever, your network is short of breath, or your system just stopped responding, you're in the right place. Here we diagnose digital disorders, troubleshoot stubborn symptoms, and prescribe real-world fixes for modern tech problems.
No guesswork, no snake oil, just practical solutions.
Welcome to the Tech Docs!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Tech Docs. I'm Stuart, and I'll be your intro today. So, as usual, let's go around the table and ask how everyone's last 2 weeks have been since our last episode was delayed a little. So, Jackie, how has your last couple of weeks been?
Yep, it's been quite good. Kind of doing my usual reading, debating taking over the world, and not knocking the heads off baby dolls.
As you do, as you do. So yeah, any really standout books in the last couple of weeks?
Not really. Like I've been doing one where I kind of a guy sees ghosts and he works with another police detective, and they're kind of very funny and witty because like there's ghosts and it, and like the ghosts are quite funny with what they do. So yeah, that's my one.
All right, that's good. Good narrator, hopefully, as
well. Oh, yeah. Greg Woodrow, very good.
Okay. And Ken, how are you? Have you been reading the same book, or are you going...
No, I finished a fourth book of now of the Grey Men series I was telling you about in the last podcast. A bit of a letdown, to be honest. I'm in a bit of a slump now. I finished it last night, but I think I'll put the fifth one on pause for a while. As I say, a bit of a letdown. But other than that, just keeping myself busy, working away in the DigiCoach project, getting out for about out and about when the weather allows, and yeah, just keeping busy in general, and busy with our book club and stuff like that. And yeah, other than that, all life's good.
Oh yeah, I do find sometimes if you're listening to a long series, you do get a bit of burnout from it. So I definitely think going to something else and then maybe coming back, your interest might be reignited again.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't as good as the other books, I feel. Yeah, it's kind of... I was debating the fifth book because it looks good.
Not as graphic.
Well, but basically, Jackie, yeah, that's probably it. More than likely, it was. The first three were absolutely graphic. More sort of the third book. But yeah, no. Yeah, sure. You can't have a good all the time.
Yeah, how many are in the series overall, actually?
There's about 15.
Oh, okay, well, yeah. Well, I'd say they'll start getting a bit formulaic at that point.
Probably. It's really good, though. It's a really good series, and I just came across them by pure accident. So, I have another one out for our book club. Don't ask me the name of it now. Jackie might step in there.
The Truth About Ruby Cooper.
Oh, that's it, Jackie. That's it. Yeah.
That's a good book, actually. I've read that.
I'll be interested now to see what I make of that, so... That's next on the agenda now for the weekend anyway. So other than that, let's go.
Perfect. And since Jade's there, how have you been the last couple of weeks?
Good, school's out for summer. Woohoo!
Yay! Or not yay, depending on...
At the time of recording this, we still have one more week to go, but by the time our listeners are hearing this, school's out for summer.
And just a little reminder, parents, please do check your children's school bags and don't have lunch boxes in for the duration of the summer.
Actually, that is a very good point. Thank you, Jackie.
And wash your clothes.
Yeah. Well, thanks. We don't have uniform in our school, so...
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Relief. But no, other than that, all is good. Been keeping busy. I did something very, very bold since the last podcast.
Ooh. What might that be, if you're willing to indulge us?
I bought myself a toy.
Ooh. Anticipation building.
Should I tell you or should I let listeners guess?
I think you better tell us.
I think we'd probably better actually leave it as a guess, because we did that with Jackie's toy, and I think it would be only fair.
Bought myself a new tech toy, and I'm very happy with it.
Ooh.
I was thinking on something else, but anyway.
Jackie, it's not 9 o'clock yet, Jackie.
Hey, we're a clean podcast here.
How do you know it's something like that?
May I please add a disclaimer that we are a clean podcast. Thank you very much.
Okay, yes. I better move on away from this. Pat, how have you been the last couple of weeks?
Well, if you're moving to me so things improve, I'm afraid, Stuart, you're going to be sorely disappointed. Yeah, I'm still trying to find my way back to the airport. I'm still out of the country, just soaking up the sunshine and looking at a company over here. And hopefully I may have made a contact to talk to someone who might kind of give a little contribution to one of the podcasts moving forward. So I'll say no more about that for now.
Look at you being all journalistic.
Well, we had to make use of him being over there somehow, I guess.
Well, actually, I think, Pat, we might come back to you in a while because I'm curious to know how you are finding the new Siri AI, which in EU countries we're not getting.
My last couple of weeks have been fairly quiet. Just we're preparing to go away for a wee small holiday at the end of the month, so I'm looking forward to that. Other than that, it's been quiet. It's not been long enough for much to happen, really, since the last podcast, to be fair. So do you have any emails in our inbox, Jane?
Actually, so before we go to emails, Mr. Yeah. Masked Producer, can you come out of the control room for a minute, please?
Hang on. Right, I keep being asked to move out of the control room. But anyway, I'm here.
So at the end of last week's show, could you explain what the hell you played in for us, please?
Or did you leave your microphone on by accident?
I was practicing for Pat's band. So I like the elastic band. I got caught.
One of the emails that we got from our listeners was it AI or was it you singing? So all of our listeners that have emailed in have said it was AI. Can you put us out of our misery?
Gosh, well, I have to, in full disclosure, it was actually recorded for another podcast a couple of years ago. But because I had a conversation with somebody last month, about Sky and... more so, not so much accessibility, but about audio description on Sky and the lack of audio description, in particular on the on-demand content. I thought I'd chuck the song in because I thought if nothing else, it might give you guys something to talk about when you come to sort of the whole area of audio description.
And it absolutely has. So can you hold the story of the song?
Yes.
And your Sky Stream saga, and we'll bring you in when we're doing our topic.
Sure. Can I go back to the control room now?
For now.
Where I'm happiest.
Yeah, so that's one email answered anyway, that the listeners have emailed in and said it was AI. It was not. It was Stuart Lawler himself.
Okay, so what else do we have in the box this month?
We have another question from Michael, and Michael wants to know, do we have any technology that we once swore by but now no longer use at all?
That is a very good question. So since I'm asking the question, all right, Jade, you answer it first.
No, you go first, go on.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I do have one. So
okay, make your time to think.
Yeah. For years and years, I swore by what was called an Optilec Compact Mini. It was a handheld magnifier. And I mean, I used this because I could carry it around in my bag. I used it so much to the point where the cover for the battery, like back then it was like one of those removable batteries. So the battery cover broke. And then I said, and then obviously the iPhones brought in the magnification and I just kind of slowly moved over. But it was one of these things where I couldn't go anywhere without it. It was... my lifeline.
Okay, wow.
I had a talking timer and it was a fridge magnet.
So I like remember that.
You know, put on like a day, 5 minutes, three, never knew you'd put a timer on it. So now
it was very loud, wasn't it?
Yeah, very loud indeed. So I no longer use that because I would use the Lady A or Siri or something to set timers now if I need it, usually the Lady A. And I always, my big bugbear with that, when people say set a timer for 5 minutes and don't name the timer, what is the point?
I agree with that completely. You know,
set a timer to check the oven in 5 minutes, what's the big deal?
I feel you're hinting at me, Jackie. One day we were on the phone. One day we were on the phone and I was doing something and I was like I'll say Lady A, set it. I was like What was I doing? I was like, say, Lady A set a time for 1 minute. And she's like, you need to name your time. And I was like, but sure, I know what I'm doing in 1 minute. She was like, no, no, no. And she nearly had a heart attack.
No, see, I would agree with this. And I have been that person that has just said, set a timer for whatever. But I have recently discovered, because my Lady A's, I have, I think, three here in my house. But I also have my granny's. So timers go off randomly. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, did I set one?
Well, I knew I couldn't forget something in 1 minute, to be honest.
Well, to be honest, you never know. Like, you could get distracted for like 5 seconds and then you could just completely forget.
She nearly had a heart attack.
I've had people say who've set, like, say, three timers, you know, they, one to check the oven, one to set the microwave. Nah. And I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah, you need to name them. You need, it's like stuff in your press.
And you go like, you know, have you anything? You have three timers set, one for 5 minutes, one for 8 minutes. I'm like, so which one's which?
I think Stuart L is setting a timer for us and it's titled Shut Up.
Okay. Yeah. So with that.
And what was your toy that you
I suppose the one thing that I couldn't live without the one thing I couldn't live without was my magnifying glass. If I went anywhere, I had a Nokia phone and like I could feel the numbers where to press like 1, 2, 3, 4. But when I was texting, I knew the number 2 was ABC, but I couldn't see the screen. So if someone texts me, if I didn't have my magnifying glass, I'd have to get someone to look at it. So that was my thing. But majority of the time, I just had it in my coat pocket or something in my bag. But that's the one thing that
Also to play Snake.
Probably like Ken, I think the magnifying glass, which used to drive me nuts with the old, you know, the little bulb lights that was in it before the LED. Yeah. But I needed that little handheld magnifier for what comes to mind. Yeah, this will say a lot about me. It was a talking weighing scale for cooking.
Well, Pat, I still use one of them.
Yeah, this thing was amazing for me because I could never get my measurements. I used to work in the past life at bakeries, so I liked baking, and I could never get my measurements right. But then I got this talking weighing scale. I still didn't get the food right, but at least I got the measurements right.
It's amazing the different pieces of tech. Like, and I wonder if we were to ask the mass producer that, would he have an answer for us that might be slightly different to everyone else?
Do we really want to drag him out of the control room again?
Act one.
In and out of this control room all the time. I suppose my big piece of tech that stayed with me forever was a device a long time ago called the Nokia 9210i communicator. So it was the first really accessible talking phone, and it was
one with the numbers that had a ring.
No, that was slightly newer. This was a device that it was like a big brick, and it was a phone. But when you would open up a lid, and you'd expose a keyboard and a second screen. And it was when that was opened, you could use it in an accessible way. So you couldn't use it as a phone accessibly, but it had it had basic, obviously you could do text and calls and contacts, and it had a WAP browser, if anyone remembers.
Wow.
WAP.
Oh, wow. That was really long time ago. Wasn't the one you by any chance left in the taxi, was it?
Don't know if it was that one, but yeah, that was my, I suppose it was so significant at the time because it was the first time that we had access to, you know, accessible phones, and that was probably very, very early 2000s. So it's a long time ago.
It was a 3650, the one with the round numbers.
I liked those as well, with the round numbers. Yeah, yeah.
My first ever phone I remember being given was a Nokia 3210, and I thought I was so cool.
I had one of them too, and I had another one called, it was a term, it was like a flip phone with a small little aerial coming out of it.
Yes, the Motorola.
Yeah. I vaguely remember I had something called an N70, I think that's what it was called.
An N70.
Which I had one, the first mobile phone I ever bought. I said I was never going to get one. And I was in Galway, I think, and I seen this Nokia. It was orange, but it lit up when the sides lit up when it rang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds cool.
They were
Yeah, I guess I can't escape without giving a bit of tech, I guess. So
no, you I'll can't. I was coming to you next.
Well, I might as well. So I'd say I used to have this CD player where I used to put CDs to listen to audiobooks. But once I got the iPhone and you could get Audible on it and you could have so many audiobooks and everything, because I used to get the audiobooks delivered from England by CD through a library called Caliber.
Yes.
Yeah, and since Audible came out and on the iPhone and everything like that, I don't get those anymore. I think I probably still do have a Caliber membership, but I don't even
Caliber
know if they
is
exist
now
anymore.
Fully digital, so.
Oh, are they? Okay. Yeah, oh, they are. I remember they did set up an app at one point.
Yeah, Caliber is fully digital.
So yeah, and I used to get them on the cassettes as well before that, even when
I remember the cassettes. If the thing came out of the tape, you'd be there winding it with a wire rope trying to get it back in again.
Yeah,
and you had to flip the cassette over.
Yeah.
And then flip it back and flip the thing to get the four-sided one, the four track.
Yeah.
But speaking of CDs and stuff like that, our final email that we got was from a listener called John, who wants to know, are the Tech Docs going to ever sing any of the ending songs ourselves? No.
Why does John hate life so much?
No.
Well, I think if we were to do that, I think Stuart Lawler's control room might blow up. I think.
I do think so.
I think they'd have to force me, but I don't know. I'd never say never, but I mean, I'd say more than likely not.
Look, we're going to say no, but not no.
Like, I could sing in the shower, but like, I wouldn't want anyone to hear me singing.
Okay.
Little koala bears will fall off the tree and die if I sang.
We can't get a shower in the control room just for you to sing.
On that note,
if you want to contact the show or get in touch with us, which we'd love to hear from you, you can do so.
Did you know we now have a brand new website? You can visit us at www.thetechdocpod.com. You can contact the show through the website. You can even send us a new 90-second voice note. Give it a try. We'd love to hear from you.
There's a question for our listeners. Was that Jade or was that AI?
Actually, I have a funny story to tell you before we bring Stuart Lawler in to tell his SkyStream story. We are now on TikTok. So we are the Tech Doc Pod on TikTok. And when I was behind the scenes making the account and trying to get all of our lovely intros up on the platform, I couldn't figure out how to do the voiceovers. So I tried one with the Power Hungry Doc, and my sister rang me and she said, Jade, there's an account with a bunny and I'm sure it's your voice. Clearly, Taylor, you know me too well.
Like that as well. One Sunday morning, Jade, I come in from a walk and I was just getting my yogurt and my sister said to me, you're on TikTok. And I was like, what do you mean I'm on TikTok? And she's like, yeah, you're on TikTok. And I was like, I couldn't be on TikTok. And she was like, the Tech Dogs are on TikTok. I was like, oh, okay.
That's a tongue twister about the Tech Dogs.
The Tech Dogs are on TikTok.
And that came out pretty okay. Normally I stumble, but I didn't have to think about it, I suppose.
If anyone can say that 10 times in a row, we will record the finishing song live.
There you go, then, listeners. If anyone wants to hear us sing an ending song live on air, say the Tech Docs are on TikTok 10 times fast.
You can send that in a 90-second voice note.
And actually say that whole sentence 10 times fast.
That could be scary. We might have to eat our words and actually sing.
Yeah, well, speaking of anecdotes and stories, Stuart Lawler, sorry, come back to us again, because I'm very intrigued to know about this SkyStream song. Why did you write this?
So I suppose I should say, when I wrote it, SkyStream, I had just purchased SkyStream. I think it was not long launched. And just for anyone who doesn't know, I think we might have said this the last show, but SkyStream is a little box that connects to your TV and takes its signal from the internet as opposed to from satellite dish. So everything is coming through the internet. The downside is it doesn't have the ability to record, but it has all this on-demand content. And just, you know, we should say that Sky have done a lot around accessibility. They got this stuff talking a number of years ago. They have great support through Be My Eyes. But I think where this technology unfortunately falls a little bit is the very scant amount of audio described content on demand. So there was a couple of things on Sky that I wanted to watch, some political thrillers and stuff that I'm interested in. And they were all there and they were all Sky productions, but they didn't have any audio description. And the other thing I'd say about the Sky Stream audio description, when I had it, it frequently didn't work. And I don't mean just didn't work for a day or two. It was for a number of months. It would just be gone. Or you'd be watching a show and there'd be a commercial break. And then when the show came back, the audio description was gone and you had to tune back the channel and switch on audio description manually. So,
but that defeats the purpose then of having the audio description turned on in the settings.
Yeah, and I was working through it with them and they were saying there was some software glitches and there was a number of other issues. To be quite honest, it never really got fixed for me. It got a little bit better, but it was never quite perfect, and the on-demand was the big thing for me. So I'm not saying, when I wrote this, when we put the song out on this other podcast, we were saying how great SkyStream was, and it is.
Are we allowed to name the other podcast?
You can, yeah. I think
our friends at Blind Guys Chat.
Yeah, it was recorded for Blind Guys Chat. I'm sure they don't mind the fact that it was played on this show as well. But I think it's just fair to say that you know, the offering is still good. I think I'm sure it will continue to be developed, but if you're not watching a lot of live TV, then it's of limited value if you're going to be relying on that kind of audio described content.
Mm. And I suppose your story brings us nicely to today's topic. And it is very topical as of the time of recording. I'm sure many listeners will be aware that Bobby Hickey, Joe Geraghty and Dave Redmond have put a petition to RTE because they are not describing the FIFA 2026 World Cup. So in light of this, I thought it would be good for us to have a discussion around audio description and I suppose our first experience of it and the good, bad and the ugly.
I think that's a good idea. Should we give a description of what audio description actually is for any listeners that don't actually know what it actually is?
Go for it.
Okay, so audio description is basically an additional audio track that goes over your, say for example, you're watching, we'll say The Simpsons, just as a random example.
Which is, may I add, audio described on Channel 4.
Absolutely. So you can go into your settings and turn on this thing called audio description, where you'll suddenly start hearing an additional voice on top of the Simpsons, and it will not interrupt what's happening, but at appropriate times it'll give a brief description for people who cannot see, or sometimes people who can't see, of what's happening on the screen. And it can be very useful. Even if you can see, it can provide handy things like character names and say if the screen is really dark, it will say
or
the things
to read
that are,
the subtitles or
to read the subtitles, especially if they're in a different language. It can be very handy, and I know a number of people with great vision who still use the audio description.
I know sighted people who use it, especially if they're watching something and they're doing things around the house and they'll automatically just have audio description on. So
yeah, you know, all my family have it on.
My sister Chelsea, I'm sure she won't mind me telling the story. We were in a cinema one time, and as you know, most cinemas don't have it unless you kind of ask for it, or you know, there's special showings or whatever, but we just went to see a movie, and she is brilliant and she just gets it and will describe things to me as they're happening. And there was these people behind us and they kept going shh, and she turned around and she goes, she's blind.
good on her. Okay, so
it's funny, like, but it's just, I suppose, when you hear people like BBC who can audio describe things like Strictly Come Dancing, which is one of my favourite reality like shows. But when you see that being able to be audio described live, you kind of wonder, why would someone not broadcast audio description on such a massive major sporting event?
I'd agree. And I've even heard that some live plays and performances have been audio described live.
Yeah. They have.
It's not like it's going to be too challenging, because generally it'll just be They're on the ground. They're getting up again. They're on the ground. They're getting up again.
Maybe you should do it for them, Pat.
Okay. They missed a goal. Yeah.
But I think, Jackie, you might agree with me on this. I'm not sure. But my first ever experience with audio description was, and I'm going to annoy him now, but I'm going to bring Stuart Lawler back in for this because it's a funny story. But my first experience with audio description was Veronica Hicks audio describing Friends. And I thought, wow, this is epic.
Was this the episode of Friends Jackie was talking about earlier on?
No, she did audio describe most of them, I think.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first intro into the world of audio description. And then it sort of came on the Harry Potter DVDs.
No, I was just going to say the just about the settings on your iPhone or your whatever, just to bring people's awareness that they can switch that feature on their iPhone or iPad or whatever.
When I think about audio description, I just wanted to make the point that it's very subjective. So, you know, and I think all of you guys have, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sorry if I am, I think all of you have seen something at some point. So the way you listen to the audio description might be slightly different to the way I listen to it. So you might be interested to know the lady is wearing a pale green dress or whatever it is.
But that means nothing
stuff,
to
that
you.
That stuff goes over my head. And I'm sometimes interested to hear, because that's sometimes the feedback people give about audio description. It was too detailed or it was whatever. But but they're trying to serve such a breadth of, I suppose, people in terms of their backgrounds and their sight loss journey. It must be incredibly difficult to do, and I just think it's worth putting that out. And now I'm going back to the control room. And
like, Stuart, I'll agree with that, Stuart, because my first, like, I don't use audio description. I've used it once, but, like, again, I a bit like what Stuart's saying there, it's just giving me too much information, and personally, I can see the screen. I was using it on the iPad, and I just felt it wasn't for me.
But, yeah, for me, funnily enough, and I don't know about Jackie and Stuart and Pat, but I don't really care about what people are. Now, it depends on the show. So, like, when I was watching the Harry Potter movies, for example, I wanted to know whether they were in their role. Because I was, when they came out first, I was able to see the screen. And then, obviously, my sight started to deteriorate. So when the audio description came on, it was giving me details that I missed. And it was good to know that, oh, you know, they're actually wearing, like, tracksuits and T-shirts or whatever. Yeah. They're not in their school uniform. So it was kind of giving you that extra.
I feel it helps build the world. When you get all those details, it helps immerse you in the world. When you get all those, if it suddenly says, oh, they're in, like, tracksuits in the middle of Hogwarts or something, and it's not the robes or whatever, that can sometimes throw me out of it if it's not. It does.
But I find that they would use big words at times. There's a certain look on their face. And what's that look?
Because you've never seen it really.
Yeah, so you don't really. No, but no, it's not necessarily auto descriptions, but it is what gets me. I've been at a few Zoom meetings and people are coming on. I've got long hair and I'm like, oh, please, dear God, I don't need to hear this. Like, I'm here for a webinar. I don't need to know what you look like. But the audio description can be nasty as well, because there was an episode of The Chase and a contestant came down and she was going, a woman with short hair and a pink blouse, and she's quite fat.
Oh, God.
What was that myth?
I think why do you need to know that?
No, that was unnecessary detail.
I like it for the subtitles, basically, when a foreign film or something like that. It's really useful then.
But, like, even for like, Strictly Come Dancing, like, was a show that me and my mom used to watch for years. And then when I moved up here, obviously, you know, I didn't have anyone to audio describe. So I used to be going home kind of once it started, just be at home on a Saturday night to watch it with my family and be able to have my sister sit there and tell me what they were wearing and the moves they were doing, or, you know, when you'd hear the gasps or cheers or whatever, like what moves they pulled. Like, so then when the audio description started coming in, I thought, well, this is really good. And they're so, so good at it.
Yeah. Like, kids, big time. Yeah.
You know, it's as live as it can be. And actually, I think, didn't they try and do the Eurovision?
I think they did, but I'm not sure how successful they were at it or not.
I suppose because it's people's personal preference, and it depends on the audio describer. And I'm going to be really cheeky and say, if people want to know more about audio description and the behind the scenes and kind of what goes into it, and anything about it really. IMBAF, which is the Irish National Braille and Alternative Formats Authority, are hosting a webinar on the 28th of July at 7:30 p.m.
Okay, that's fantastic.
And just on that as well, but I love a bit of Apple. I bought The Muppet Christmas Carol years ago, and it did, because that's my favourite film. But now it's Elf. But anyway, and the film didn't have audio description. So I was going through, a couple of years later, going through the films, and The Muppet Christmas Carol came up again, audio description, and I was like, but I went down, they had updated the film.
So you didn't have to repurchase?
They didn't have to repurchase it, and it was the same with the Harry Potter. I had bought them kind of over time. I had bought, you know, the 1 to 7, and but the first one didn't have audio description. And Harry Potter is a film. You cannot watch it without audio description
because
there's too much. There's too much spells. There's too much things going. But if there's no audio description on the film, and then Apple updates it to have audio description, you get the audio descriptive track.
Like,
as
I'm
well.
Even finding, actually, I have to say, RTE Junior do a fabulous job at audio description. Because, like, if I want to watch something with Thive, for example, especially with younger.
Watch it for yourself.
But especially when she was younger and we were watching, you know, educational shows and that, like, to have it audio described and know what was going on, at least I could have a conversation with her and engage her.
Yes.
And now even like she's watching shows on Disney Plus and she leaves the audio description on and she's telling her friends like, oh, that's audio description, my mom needs that because she can't see.
Perfect. Wow. And like they're learning about it as well, like they're being educated. I guess I'll give my story about audio description then, since I can get a chance to get in here. So the very first encounter with audio description I had was the Incredibles film. That was, we were in Tesco here in Sligo one of the days, and we were, you know how you can go upstairs, Jackie, and all that. There was, I believe there was DVDs there, and we saw on the back of it that it had this thing called audio description, and we didn't know, what's this? And we just bought it to kind of see what it was.
Yeah.
And absolutely mind blown when it came, when we did the audio description. I think I watched that film 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
Just because it was the only thing we had with audio description.
Yeah.
If my sister at Christmas time and watching, she'd go through DVDs. No, doesn't have audio description. No, doesn't have audio description. Yeah, this one has audio description when we watch it.
Yeah, like we were the exact same. And there was this film that I used to watch, like this was way before audio description came out, and it might be a film that you'd guess I'd like, but it was Titanic. I really loved the Titanic film, and I think I watched it about 10 or 12 times just because of, I just found everything around it like interesting. I didn't care about, you know, all the romance or whatever. Whatever. But I just thought.
Stuart, I'll admit I watched it too.
I think we all have watched it.
Well, to be, I saw it on Netflix. I think it was about a year ago, and it had audio description, and I was like, "Oh, I have to watch this."
And was the audio description the same?
Well, originally it had no audio description when I watched, because I used to watch it on video. So, and it had no audio description, and this is the first time I'd ever seen it with audio description. And the amount of detail that I had missed because there was no audio description, I was listening to the film pretty much like before. But
Stuart, I thought you were going to say you watched Fair City or something there instead of Titanic.
well, Fair City probably does have audio description.
I could imagine it actually does. Oh my God. Miley has walked into the shop.
Does Pat, do you have any audio description stories? When was your first encounter with it?
I think it's mostly I just use it if there's subtitles. Like that, I find it sometimes with The Simpsons or that. It was humorous to hear the description.
Okay, so do we want to talk about our tech tip?
Yeah, I think we should, because this one, I think for all our listeners, is a very useful one.
This is the one remaining gremlin.
Okay, I'll say it. It's time for a tech duck tip. You'll be told something you didn't know you needed to know. This month's tip is la 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 da 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 ba ba.
Did you know that you can get Siri to bring up the last five messages of a specific person? So, for example, you can say, "Hey Siri," apologies if I've set off Siris all over the country. You can say, for example, "Get me the last messages from," we'll use Fighting Blindness here, and it'll look for the last five messages from Fighting Blindness and it'll read them out, and you can just keep going with that. It can be very handy. So that's my tech tip for this month, and let's talk about it. What do we all think?
That's very interesting, actually. I didn't know to do that until I think I heard somebody mention it recently, and I still haven't tried it.
I was on something, and there was something I was asking, can Siri open an attachment? And I was going, So I muted myself, and I was going, open an attachment from so-and-so, and it brought up the last five emails from that person, but it still didn't open the attachment. But I was like, oh, God, that's amazing.
And it can be very handy, yeah.
I tested as well this evening on the way home on the bus, and it actually opened up the five emails, or it read the last five emails from that particular person that I asked it as well.
I'm sorry to excuse my ignorance here, but since you're the tech doc experts at this one, does it read the full entire email from the person, or does it just give you like a summary?
I believe it reads the entire email, doesn't it, Jackie?
Yeah, and you can, because I would say that whenever I tried it, I was looking for a particular email from a particular person. So I named the person and said, and so then it give me the first five, but then it can give you more if that's not the one you're looking for. So you can say number one, or and then it'll open the one you want.
Yeah, now that is handy. And I wonder, will this be improved with the new Siri coming out in September, that unfortunately us poor denizens of the European Union will not be receiving currently?
But we are very lucky that Pat is where he is at the minute and has volunteered to try it for us. Pat, what did you think?
To be honest, I'd love to say I have something very impressive to report. I just updated my iPad to the iOS 27 yesterday, and I had to re-register for Siri. I had to re-register for Siri and then had to retrain Siri, and I thought, this is incredible. I can't wait. And it's not doing it. It's just not doing what it says on the tin, at least not for me.
That's a shame a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, unless it's going to take some time. I know originally it talked about taking a little bit of time for everything to download properly, but as of up to just before we started the recording, it's just not doing it. My iPhone actually is working better. That's still on the iOS 26. So Siri is actually working better on it than the new version.
That's interesting, considering like that it's on a rollout in the States, you know.
Yeah. To be fair, it is a developer beta. It is the first beta of it. So it'll improve as it goes, I think.
But it can't get worse anyway. It can't get anything worse.
You'd hope.
Yeah.
You'd hope, exactly.
Actually, a Siri question. Does it creep people out when you call Siri and it's
I believe that was our alarm.
It was our... Now, ladies and gentlemen and fellow tech docs and listeners, I need to bring him out one last time. Stuart Lawler, please, can you return?
I'm back.
So when this podcast is published, it will be your birthday. Your birthday, we have a little surprise for you. So first of all, we want to say thank you to all our listeners for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this rather relaxed episode of the Tech Docs. And we'd love to hear from you, so you can get in touch with us at thetechdocpod@outlook.com or visit us on our website, www.thetechdocpod.com. It's a tongue twister. but as always, thank you to everyone for listening, for liking, for sharing. please continue to do so. We really do appreciate it. And as always, your likes, comments and shares and your support helps our podcast to grow.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye. So, Stuart, before we do say goodbye, as you know, the Tech Docs love a bit of a song. So we're going to turn the tables on you. Can you hit the play button, please?
I'm a bit nervous because I've not heard this, so I will press play. And
when we let you react to it, right, and let us know what you think.
Mm. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, nice and poppy. Please fasten your seatbelts. Flight SL90 is now boarding. Destination, the land of giant key changes. Oh, God. Back on Ross's point, a little boy would roam, toil on, mower in his hands, making the beach his home. Rolling down the shoreline underneath the summer sky, till that mighty mower saved him from a salty goodbye. I loved that lawnmower. A cuckoo clock was ticking, keeping perfect time, while young Stuart dreamed of gadgets and a life sublime. Now he's the tech guru. Everybody wants to know if Wi-Fi breaks at midnight. He's the guy who runs the show. He's got headphones on, he's tweaking every sound. And audio is a king, the best around. Playing piano softly while the kettle starts to sing. There's only one Stuart and this is his thing. Stuart Lawler, you're the king of tea and meanies. No way. Tea and meanies. You forgot the tater crisps. Fluffy pajamas. They should build you your own terminal and call it Departing Grace. Sturt Lawler with your Britpop heart on fire. I don't wear fluffy pajamas, just to say. From Ross's point to runways, everybody agrees. You're powered by a cup of tea and a giant bag of meanies. Could I get a giant bag of meanies, guys? Do you like a psychological thriller? Always ask questions that make us slightly pale. Purely hypothetically, how would one cover their trail? Now before the guards arrive, let's make this very clear. He's just a fan of murder dramas. That's what we're saying here. A little bit of Wingman, a little crime TV. You gotta love Wingman. Knowledge to scare the big shout out to Wingman. Every cable neatly coiled,
every speaker set just right. Every They're not quite neatly coiled. Maximum delight. When the piano starts playing
and the kettle starts to steam, you know our birthday. Yeah, no, you don't want to hear the piano, believe me. You're the king of tea and meanies. I need a bag of meanies now. I'm very hungry, guys. I don't even have any meanies this week. Pink fluffy pajamas at Dublin Airport Gate. They should build you your own terminal and call it Departing Great. Sturt Lawler with your Britpop heart on fire. Heart on fire. Key changes climbing higher and higher. And I'm a bit Britpoppy. Ross's point to runways, everybody agrees. You're powered by a cup of tea and a giant bag of meanies. Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. Flight SL90 is now boarding. Destination, the land of giants. I hope the 90 number is not significant. He's got gadgets. He's got tea. He's got pajamas. He's got mystery. He's got meanies in his pocket. He's got perfect audio too. And if there's a murder drama, well, he's probably watched that through. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you're very good. Thank you.